From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hundreds are reported dead in 48 hours of intense bombardment in Syria's rebel-held eastern Ghouta region bordering Damascus. The Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said the death toll of 250 is the highest in that period since the 2013 chemical attack in the same region. Video uploaded on social media showed rescuers trying to reach people trapped in debris. In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert expressed deep concern over the escalating fighting, including attacks on hospitals and civilian infrastructure.
The Assad regime's siege and starve tactics are creating a humanitarian disaster. The horrors of East Aleppo are being repeated in East Ghouta with the ongoing slaughter of trapped civilians and woefully inadequate access for humanitarian actors.
She said the U.S. supports a month-long cessation of hostilities to allow delivery of humanitarian aid and evacuation of civilians in need of medical attention. In the northwest Afrin region, this pro-regime fighter said he was with the Syrian Popular Forces and part of an effort to join up with Kurdish fighters to expel Turkish troops. Turkey intervened in January against the YPG Kurds that it views as a security threat to its frontier. South Africa's new president, Cyril Ramaphosa, Tuesday told Parliament that he plans to screen the lifestyles of future government officials through an audit in a bid to combat corruption.
That is something that I believe we have to do. And this will be done starting with the executive of the country. Yes, we will go in that way.
Mr. Ramaphosa, who took office last week following the resignation of Jacob Zuma, has made fighting corruption a pillar of his new administration. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, addressing the UN Security Council Tuesday, called for a new, broader Mideast peace process to replace U.S.-led mediation. Mr. Abbas called for the convening of an international conference later this year, including Security Council members and the so-called Mideast Quartet, comprising the U.S., EU, Russia, and the U.N. The Palestinian leader rejected further U.S. mediation after President Donald Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the Palestinian leadership is now at a crossroads.
You can choose to denounce the United States, reject the U.S. role in peace talks, and pursue punitive measures against Israel in international forums like the UN. I assure you that path will get the Palestinian people exactly nowhere toward the achievement of their aspirations.
The other choice, she said, is moving to a negotiated compromise that holds great potential for the Palestinian people. The Trump administration is preparing a new peace initiative. Last week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the plan was fairly well advanced. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence was scheduled to meet North Korean officials on the sidelines of the Winter Olympics, possibly including the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, but Pyongyang canceled at the last minute. Pence's condemnation of the North's rights record scuppered the meeting. Go Myung-hyun is a research fellow at the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies.
There were indications that North Koreans were reaching out to the United States and through different channels. And also we know that the South Korean government was, pretty much open about its desire for the United States and North Korea to sit together and talk.
A Penn spokesman said had the meeting taken place, the vice president would have delivered an uncompromising message about North Korea's denuclearization. South Korea has signed a free trade pact with five Central American countries, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama, aimed at boosting its auto and electronics exports. It'll take effect once each country ratifies it. It's aimed at eliminating duties at about 95% of all goods. The fate of Angela Merkel's chancellorship rests with members of the Germany Social Democratic Party, who begin voting Tuesday on whether to enter a coalition with Ms. Merkel's conservatives. Rejection could mean either a new election or a minority government. The Parliament of the Maldives has approved a 30-day extension of a state of emergency at the request of President Abdullah Yameen, who cited a national security threat and a constitutional crisis. Since February 5th, he has annulled a Supreme Court ruling that ordered the release of opposition leaders. Washington expressed his disappointment, and tourism is down sharply. U.S. stocks fell Tuesday after six winning previous sessions amid a sharp decline in profits at giant retailer Walmart. Walmart reported a significant drop in online sales over the Christmas holiday period. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.